The starting shot for this new round of diplomatic talks was given this week by the head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, Qasem Soleimani, who is arguably the most powerful man in Iran, and who announced the official end to the Islamic State. That may be a bit fast, since there is still a lot of fighting going on, even if the last big stronghold of the Islamic State has fallen. But the statement indicates that Iran says that a new phase is about to start now. But earlier in the week, in a meeting with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, Russian President Vladimir Putin indicated that he is now taking the lead in the peace process. That's rather ambitious. So what does he want to do? First of all, later today there will be the meeting in Sochi, the Black Sea resort, same place where Putin met Assad on Tuesday, between Recep Erdogan from Turkey and the president of Iran, Hassan Rouhani. I ask Rim Turkmani, a former civil society activist in Syria, now with the London School of Economics, what she expected from that meeting.
It could well be a game changer, and I expect the final statement will endorse the upcoming Syrian Sochi meeting. I mean, the Russians are preparing for a big congress in Sochi that have Syrians from all sides on the 2nd of December. And I think there will be endorsement for that process, which means a lot when Turkey stands behind the process, when Turkey also was a supporter of the opposition. I can't say, but we'll have to wait and see.
So that meeting on December 2 has two unprecedented elements. The idea is that the Syrian government will take part, and the official opposition, but also the exiled opposition. But what I think is new is that Putin is inviting tribal leaders from inside Syria as well, and not just two or three. I asked Ethan Gilboa, an Iran specialist with the Beza Center near Tel Aviv, about the details.
The Russians, Putin, invited about 1,000 heads of Syrian tribals to the meeting that is going to take place in Sochi, because he would like to integrate them, to let them participate on national reconciliation and the writing of the new Syrian constitution. All of these tribal heads are armed. They live in different parts of Syria. They control armed militias. Some of them fought against Assad, some of them against Assi, some of them against both. Russia would like to bring them into power sharing and acceptance of Assad's regime.
But first we have the meeting with the three heads of state, and some things have to be agreed on before taking the next step, says Gilboa.
The meeting is designed to prepare the new order in Syria after the defeat of ISIS. Each country has its own interests and agenda, and the meeting is expected to find out whether the three countries can agree on the new order for Syria. Turkey is obviously interested in the area around the city of Idlib. Turkey is interested in Kurdistan, in preventing any independence or even autonomy for the Kurds in Syria. Iran wants to establish a permanent military presence. It wants to control Syria. And Russia wants to make sure that its interests are going to be respected.
The point is that the exiled opposition, the US and its allies, are very skeptical about the Sochi meetings, which seem to take away their initiative. The High Negotiating Council, the official exiled opposition, has already boycotted Russian-organized meetings in the past, notably the Astana rounds in Kazakhstan. They will be present at another round of UN-sponsored Geneva talks that will start on November 28 to add to the confusion. But analysts now think that the Russian initiative has taken the upper hand, and that those who don't take part in this will eventually lose out when post-war Syria is being designed.